Ardal, in the end, Antrim running out winners, but by the sounds of things, certainly in the first 20, 25 minutes or so, you certainly acquitted yourselves well.
Aye, we did, Chris. We played very well in the first half, a very good first half performance, you know, something we're quite happy with, you know, but I suppose just the superior talent of Antrim, and maybe just used down to higher levels, sort of shone out near the end, you know, and they ran out comfortable winners.
Yeah, well, at one stage, tell us a little bit about the goal that you scored, because briefly you were in the lead.
Aye, we're briefly in the lead, I suppose, and I suppose all looked good at that stage, you know, and it was definitely got to the goal, and it was just a well-worked goal down the line, and cut into the left, you know, and took it very well, and indeed shortly after he could have another, he hit the crossbar, you know, so we were all going good at that stage, Chris, you know, but maybe we took Antrim a bit of a surprise a little bit, but it was a very good first half performance, you know, and we took some very good scores and battled very hard, and I'm fairly happy with the boys, the way they performed today.
Yeah, about 9 minutes through at half time, I think the sides were still level, but then they got a couple of goals just before the break.
They got one goal there just, and it was I was fortunate enough, to be honest, it was a bit of a scramble, and the ball popped up nice for their full forward, you know, and our defence played very well today, and the full back line played well, but just one ball popped up very fortunate for him, and he put it away nicely, to be honest, you know, and I suppose teams like Antrim, you just can't give them an opportunity, you know, because they will punish you, and that's just what they did into the half time, and just made themselves kind of comfortable.
So what was the team talk like for the second half? You knew you were going to be up against it, but no doubt you wanted to keep competing at a good level.
It's a big day, as we talked about before. Like, it's the first time ever we played Antrim now, maybe 40, 50 years, and the boys realised the opportunity, you know, and I suppose the players themselves wanted it, and knew they were up against the battle, and knew it was going to be a tough battle, and it was just more of the same in the second half, and I suppose we always said ourselves too, if things did go against us, which it was likely to do, we'd keep battling to the end, and the boys, they did that, you know, and they fought very, very hard right to the final whistle, so they got to get credit for that.
Now, we understand in the other semi-final, Armagh defeating Down 117 to 212 might have raised a few eyebrows, so Armagh and Antrim in the final. Now, does that mean that you're playing Down now in the Shield, or what happens there?
No, what happens there, Chris, is we just play Down next week in the relegation, as opposed to go down to play the Shield next week. Mm. So they go and play the final, we go and play the Shield against Down, and then within the week after, we play Armagh the week after in the Nicky Record Championship. So the looks of it now, we face Down next week in the relegation playoff. Mm.
So the game's coming thick and fast?
They're coming thick and fast. I think we had 1 week off now since the start of February, so they're coming thick and fast. But like at the game, Chris, like we're starting without four or five players today. We lost Jack O'Loughlin, we lost Declan Coulter, Bernard Lafferty, you know, at the end of the game. It is taking its toll on us, you know, when the starting players are, we're lost them, and we just hope next week that we don't lose anymore. So that's the biggest priority, really.
Yeah, that, I suppose it emphasises the importance of having a biggish squad, and whilst you do have a number of players coming through, you need those key experienced guys as well.
Listen, when you're hurling like ourselves, the panel like ourselves, you need everyone on board, even for training and for competing for places, you know, so we can't be doing without anyone, you know, and I suppose ideally we'd rather not have the game next week, and we'd rather just get ourselves back in fitness again and go to our own championship, but because we're up against, we'll just try and get everyone back and get them ready for 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, and that game next week, where is that likely to be played?
I'm not too sure yet.
It'll be neutral.
It'll be neutral, probably, in Skelton, Bristol Park or somewhere like that, I'd imagine, so probably that's where it'll be.
So the real focus of attention will be the Nicky Record Cup, of course, that game against Armagh. Just in terms of today, any more injury worries, anyone carrying knocks?
No, we lost Jack O'Loughlin the day before the game, you know, so, and Danny Cullen, I see him talking to the doctor afterwards there, you know, so hopefully them two boys will be back, and hopefully nothing too serious, so we'll assess them on Tuesday night and see where we're at, so hopefully not.
And overall then, I mean, a good display. You certainly did yourselves proud, and whilst Antrim went on to an expected victory, you gave them a bit of a run for their money in the first half?
Aye, indeed we did, and I suppose for ourselves, that's all we could really expect, is to give them a good account of ourselves, and we did that, like, and we showed what we're capable of the first half, and I know they run out the end up, like, but no, I'm very happy with the performance, Chris, and we're nicely on track now for a championship, so proud of the boys today.